This is VOA News via remote. I'm Alden. Iran has blamed Israel for an attack on its underground Natanz nuclear facility that damaged its centrifuges. The sabotage imperils ongoing talks over Tehran's struggling nuclear deal and brings a shadow war between the two countries into light. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack. The attack also further strains relations between the U.S. and Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden is now negotiating in Vienna to re-enter the nuclear accord. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to stop the deal at all costs. Netanyahu met Monday with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Austin's arrival in Israel coincided with the first word of the attack. He says discussions continue over re-engaging Iran on its nuclear program.
In terms of, our efforts to engage Iran in diplomacy on the JCPOA, those efforts will continue, and I'm very obviously supportive of the president's efforts to negotiate a way ahead there.
The previous American administration under President Donald Trump had pulled out of the nuclear deal with world powers. The World Health Organization said Monday the world has now seen several consecutive weeks of rising COVID-19 infections. The WHO said there has been four consecutive weeks of increasing numbers of deaths after starting the year with 6 weeks of declining numbers. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the fourth highest number of cases in a single week since the pandemic began happened last week. This after the world had delivered more than 780 million doses of vaccine. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.